Gwinnett News. I'm Jason Taylor. At least three Kansas City McDonald's restaurants have been closed due to an ongoing investigation with the Kansas City Health Department. KNBC reports a note on the door of all three restaurants said this issue was not a food safety problem, but a permitting issue. Prosecutors in the felony invasion of privacy case against Missouri Governor Eric Greitens don't have a key photo. Bill Wise reports.
Greitens is alleged to have taken a compromising photo of a woman he was having an affair with and then to have threatened to distribute it if she mentioned his name. KTVI reports prosecutors yesterday admitted in court they don't have the photo in which the woman is described as being undressed, blindfolded, and bound. According to the TV station, prosecutors for St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner say they plan to get that picture after defense attorney Jim Bennett told the judge he just learned that the photo doesn't exist. During the scheduled hearing, KTVI reports Judge Rex Burleson set the trial date for May 14th after prosecutors argued for a November 5th date, saying they needed more time to investigate and come up with the photo. According to KTVI, Judge Burleson set the date earlier because of its destructive impact on the entire state and because it's a low-level felony proceeding with just three witnesses. The TV station also reports the judge set a Monday, March 5th deadline for Greitens to request a change of venue, even though one of his attorneys said more time was needed in case there are rallies in the streets against the governor.
More than 150 Missouri Farm Bureau members from across the state traveled to Jefferson City this week for a legislative day where House Speaker Todd Richardson said agriculture is crucial to the state's economy.
We know here, and we have to remind some of our colleagues every day, that agriculture is still and will remain the largest industry in the state of Missouri.
Agriculture is an $88 billion business in Missouri. A woman was shot after getting into an argument during a date at an upscale shopping and dining area in Kansas City at about 2 this morning. KCTV reports the pair argued in the man's car, and after she got out, the man drove by and shot him in the leg. He's in custody. Closing arguments are coming today in the trial of Sergei Komarzhan, who's accused of trying to outrun Trooper James Bava while on his motorcycle in mid-Missouri's Audrain County in 2015. Komarzhan's charged with involuntary manslaughter after Bava died in a one-car crash in pursuit. Today's trout opener at Missouri's Trout Parks promises to be a great day of fishing. Bennett Springs hatchery manager Ben Haven says the fish will be hungry and 1,500 fellow anglers will be sharing the stream with you.
Right now in the spring branch, I'd say there's probably, with the fish we're going to put out for opening day, we'll have well over 7,000 fish and well over probably 100 to 150 lunkers that'll be waiting on the fishermen for March 1st.
The wife of Republican State Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis read a letter on his behalf last night in support of keeping a display of the words "In God We Trust" in the Wentzville City Council chamber. The Post-Dispatch reports Alice Onder joined 100 supporters of the display who gathered at the City Hall for a prayer service. You're listening to Missouri Net News.